It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 123 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. Today we're looking at the charts of January 14th, 1978. Later on this month, a massive blizzard hit the eastern and central United States as well as parts of Canada. Hardest hit were Michigan and Ohio. The Michigan city of Muskegon was hit with over 4 feet of snow in 4 days, while 51 of the 70 deaths attributed to the storm occurred in Ohio. Let's see what was going on in the culture beyond major winter weather events. The biggest hit among this month's movie releases was Coma, starring Genevieve Bujold and Michael Douglas as doctors investigating suspicious deaths in their hospital. Other films out this month included September 30th, 1955, starring John Boy from the Waltons himself, Richard Thomas, as a teenager whose life is greatly affected by the death of actor James Dean. Also, the prison drama Mean Dog Blues, A Night Full of Rain, in which a photographer played by Candice Bergen has a tumultuous love affair with an Italian journalist, and Rinaldo and Clara, an experimental film directed by Bob Dylan featuring footage of his 1975 Rolling Thunder Review tour. In TV news, ABC aired part one of a two-part episode of the sitcom What's Happening on the 28th, and this episode has become something of a cult favorite. In the episode, African-American teenagers Raj, Dwayne, and Rerun are excited to learn that the band The Doobie Brothers are going to perform a concert at their high school. But when Rerun goes to buy the tickets, he finds that they're sold out. But then some shady characters offer him free front row seats if he agrees to tape record the concert. The boys later find out that their benefactors are music bootleggers, and they try to back out, but eventually they're intimidated into secretly taping the show. But during the show, the tape recorder falls out of Rerun's pocket and the band sees it. After a lecture from the Doobies about how music piracy is wrong, so very wrong, the boys and the group conspire to trap the bootleggers and shut them down. The episode is seen as having ironic and camp value. A band named after marijuana cigarettes takes part in a bust at the illegal operation. Definitely irony there. And kids from L.A.'s Watts District, in this episode, they're really into a band that helped popularize yacht rock. Doesn't seem natural and believable, but apparently it was to the band's publicist, David Guest, who arranged this appearance. And as you might recall, another thing David Guest thought seemed natural and believable was his marriage to Liza Minnelli. On the bestseller lists, fiction hits included The Silmarillion, J.R.R. Tolkien's depiction of Middle Earth before the events of The Hobbit, The Thornbirds, Colleen McCulloch's story of multiple generations of an Australian sheep farming family, John le Carré's Hong Kong-based espionage thriller The Honorable Schoolboy, and Beggar Man Thief, Irwin Shaw's sequel to the best-selling Rich Man, Poor Man. Nonfiction readers were buying Six Men, a sextet of profiles of famous people by Masterpiece Theater host Alistair Cook, Robert Ringer's Guide to Satisfying Your Self-Interest, Looking Out for Number One, Origins, a look at early human existence by anthropologist Richard Leakey and scientist Roger Lewin, and Even Big Guys Cry by Alex Karras, the autobiography of the ex-NFL lineman who would later play the adopted father of an ex-teammate's son on the 80s sitcom Webster. And in music, the big story was that the controversial English punk band The Sex Pistols began their first American tour. It began in Atlanta on January 5th, then went to Memphis, San Antonio, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Dallas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. The tour was a disaster from the start, with confrontations between the band and the audience, Johnny Rotten being ill with the flu, and Sid Vicious out of his mind on heroin. The seventh show of the tour was scheduled for January 14th at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. And the band did take the stage, but Rotten immediately announced that they were only going to do one song. After a shambolic cover of No Fun by Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Rotten told the crowd, "Ever feel like you've been cheated?" then left the stage with the rest of the Pistols. The remainder of the tour was canceled, and Rotten left the band. Manager Malcolm McLaren tried to keep the group going, but by the fall, Vicious had quit too, and they were done. Johnny Rotten would later reunite with former bandmates Steve Jones, Paul Cook, and Glenn Matlock for a tour in 1996, but Sid Vicious died of a heroin overdose in February of 1979. Now to the charts.
Below the top 40s.
Yes, as always, we begin below the top 40s. This time we're looking at an artist I've covered before, but now we're a few years past the peak of his career, and we find him trying to squeeze out one more hit. At number 49 in the UK, it's Up With The Cock by Judge Dredd. I talked about Judge Dredd back in episode 56 when I talked about his 1973 hit, Big Eight. Now we jump ahead 6 years to his first single since his 1976 number 27 hit, E Viva Suspenders. Up With The Cock is a seemingly innocent story of a farm girl's daily routine that, as per the judge's shtick, is laden with double entendres. I'll read the verses, and then I'll describe the way he drives his point home with the choruses. I know a girl who works on a farm. If you listen to me, I'll tell you a yarn. Always asleep by 10 o'clock. At 6 on the dot, she's up with the cock to milk a herd of Jerseys. At 7's her first bit. She warms her hands to please the cows when she gives a pull on the tit. Twice a week, a smelly job is when she cleans the yard, scraping up the cow dung. Yes, life on the farm so hard. She was in the field one sunny day, plowing all alone. She caught her foot in the driving train. It made her scream and moan. When it is time to harvest comes, sunshine is just the trick. But when the weather's nasty, it has her coming quick. So on the first chorus, he repeats the last words of the first verse. Then in the second, he repeats the last words of the second verse, followed by the last words of the first verse. Imagine it's like old MacDonald, you know, a moo-moo here, a cluck-cluck there, that kind of thing. Anyway, what it means is that on the last verse, when he's doing the chorus, he's excitingly shouted, "Coming quick, scream and moan, it's so hard, pull on the tit, up with the cock." Yes. Suffice it to say, this song didn't get much radio play, but it was probably bought by dads to play and chuckle at when no one else was around, and was likely surreptitiously borrowed by their kids to play and give their friends an illicit thrill. Up With The Cock peaked at number 49. He didn't get this high on the charts again. For more about the rest of Judge Dredd's career, please go back and listen to episode 56.
40 to 31.
Our first top 40 hit is the number 32 song from the UK, Really Free by John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett. Born in Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire in 1952 and 1950, respectively, John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett met in the early 70s and recorded sporadically for several years. Many of these sessions were produced at a studio owned by Who guitarist Pete Townsend, who produced and played on some of the songs. Tracks from these sessions were compiled on a self-titled album in 1976, and Really Free became a hit after the duo performed on the show The Old Grey Whistle Test, and Otway took a nasty fall but avoided a serious injury, apparently because, and I quote, "the impact was cushioned by his testicles." Really Free is a rock song with spoken word vocals by Otway. No charge for reading the lyrics. "Well, I wake up in the morning. Tell me, baby, what do you see? I see my true love, and she walks up and kisses me. I say, core, baby, that's really free. I go walking down to your house. Tell me, baby, is it good for me? Your ma and pa, they just want to kick me. I say, core, baby, that's really free. Really free, really free. Really, 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 really free. Kick me. I tried talking to your mama. Oh, no, that's not good for me. Every time I go near your baby, you say, core, baby, that's really free. I tried singing in the bathroom till my honey put the heat on me. Every time you move towards my body, I say, core, baby, that's really free. I'm not sure what the titled phrase means in this context, but I like the sound of the song because it's kind of like Slade meets New Wave. It's another gem I'm glad I've discovered through this project. Really Free was down from a peak of number 27. John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett had no further hits, but they did record three more albums together. They also recorded several solo albums each, but none of those produced hits. The pair are still on good terms, and they've performed live together as recently as last year. Now we go to Canada for number 37, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by the Carpenters. Born in 1946 and 1950, respectively, in New Haven, Connecticut, siblings Richard and Karen Carpenter moved with their parents to California as children. In the mid-60s, they began performing jazz and pop together, with Richard on piano and Karen on drums and vocals. After appearing in local and national talent competitions, the duo signed a record deal, and they made their breakthrough in 1970 when the title track from their second album, Close to You, hit number one in the U.S. and Canada. In Canada, they had accumulated 13 more top tens and four more number ones by the time they released this, the second single from their eighth album, Passage. Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft is a cover of a 1976 song by Klaatu, a Canadian prog rock band that were once rumored to be a front for a secret Beatles reunion. The full 7-minute album version opens with a DJ taking a phone call that he doesn't realize is from an alien. Then we get into the lyrics. In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to make a contact with you. We are your friends. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries. We've been observing your Earth, and one night we'll make a contact with you. We are your friends. And please come in peace, we beseech you. Only our love will teach them. Our Earth may never survive, so do come, we beg you. Please, interstellar policemen, oh, won't you give us a sign? Give us a sign that we've reached you. With your mind, you have ability to form and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way. To send this message, we declare World Contact Day. To say that this was a departure from their typical middle-of-the-road love songs is an understatement. But Karen is just as convincing as a representative of our planet welcoming visitors from the stars as she is as a love-struck young lady. She was genuinely a superstar. And by the way, World Contact Day is actually a thing. It was started by the International Flying Saucer Bureau in 1953. And it's March 15th, if you'd like to observe it. Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft was down from a peak of number 18. It hit number 9 in the UK and number 32 in the US. The Carpenters released only one more album and had only one more hit before Karen died of complications from anorexia in 1983 at the age of 32. There have been multiple posthumous releases since then, and Karen continues to be recognized as one of the most influential pop vocalists of all time. Now we get our first look at the U.S. chart with number 36, Peg by Steely Dan. Formed in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York in 1971, Steely Dan were led by two Bard College students, guitarist Walter Becker and keyboardist Donald Fagen. They were soon signed, and they released their debut album in 1972, and to this point they had scored four hits, including two top tens. Peg was the first single from their sixth album, Asia. Peg is jazzy pop rock that's either admiring or critical of a woman trying to make it as a model. At least that's my interpretation. See what you think. I've seen your picture, your name and lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know they're going to love it, Peg. I like your pin shot. I keep it with your letter. Done up in blueprint blue. It sure looks good on you. And when you smile for the camera, I know I'll love you better. Peg, it will come back to you. Peg, it will come back to you. Then the shutter falls. You see it all in 3D. It's your favorite foreign movie. And pretty obviously, Michael McDonald sings backup on the choruses. I would never say that Steely Dan was yacht rock, but I think that a lot of the artists that are now put in that category borrowed from their sound, but dumbed down the lyrical content. The Dan were more musically versatile and lyrically dense. To me, they're like the American 10cc and vice versa. But I think I've said that before. Anyway, Peg peaked at number 11. In Canada, it got to number 7. Steely Dan had 5 more hits before Fagen and Becker went their separate ways in 1981. They reunited in 2000, made 2 more albums, and toured regularly until Walter Becker's death in 2017. Donald Fagen has kept the band going, and he's continued to perform live with them.
30-21.
Our first song in this range is America's number 23, Dance, 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 Yowza, Yowza, Yowza by Chic. Formed in New York in 1972, Chic were originally known as the Big Apple Band before changing their name to develop a mysterious, sophisticated image. Dance, 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 Yowza, Yowza, Yowza was the first single from their self-titled debut LP. Dance, 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 Yowza, Yowza, Yowza is unapologetic disco with a typically impeccable groove provided by the core of guitarist Nile Rodgers, bassist Bernard Edwards, and drummer Tony Thompson. Let's boogie down to the lyrics. Dance, 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 dance. Keep on dancing. Dance, 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 dance. We're just dancing to the beat. Feel the heat. I'm moving my feet. Headed towards the door. Gonna get down. Headed towards the floor, excuse me. Gonna get down. I get down some more. Rumba and tango. Latin hustle, too. Yowza, yowza, yowza. I want to boogie with you. Ooh, what a treat. Feels so sweet. Ah, that body heat. When I'm dancing with my baby, drives me crazy. Makes me hazy. And if one of the voices on the chorus sounds familiar, it should, because it's future soul legend Luther Vandross. He didn't break through as a solo artist until the early 80s, but his voice made it into popular culture years before this. On this, David Bowie's hit Young Americans, and multiple commercial jingles. Here he's just a faceless yet vital contributor to a dance floor classic. Dance, 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 Yowza, 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 peaked at number 6. It also hit number 6 in Canada and Britain. 666. Chic had 4 more American hits, including 2 number 1s, La Freak and Good Times. They went on hiatus in 1983, during which Nile Rodgers worked as a producer with artists such as David Bowie, Madonna, and Duran Duran. They reunited in the 90s, and Rodgers continues to form with the group following the deaths of Bernard Edwards in 1996 and Tony Thompson in 2003. Their 9th album, It's About Time, came out in 2018. We return to Britain for number 27, Egyptian Reggae by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Born in Boston in 1951, Jonathan Richman formed his first version of the Modern Lovers in 1970, with a lineup including keyboardist Jerry Harrison, who would later be part of Talking Heads, and drummer David Robinson, who later helped form the Cars. After they broke up in 1974, Richman went to California, formed a new Modern Lovers, and signed with a label, who then released a compilation of recordings by the old Modern Lovers just before they put out the first album by the new version, which was now known as Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And to add the confusion, a version of the original Modern Lovers song, Roadrunner, credited to Jonathan Richman alone, hit number 11 in the UK in 1976. Anyway, I can tell you for sure that Egyptian Reggae was the first single from the second band's second LP, Rock and Roll with the Modern Lovers. Egyptian Reggae is an instrumental cover version of None Shall Escape the Judgment, a 1973 song by Jamaican musician Earl Zero. This version, to my ears, sounds neither like Egyptian music, nor does it sound like reggae. To me, it sounds like it could be the theme from a 60s TV Western, with its clip-clopping productions sounding kind of like horses running. But look it up and see what you think, or hear what you think. Whatever it is, I like it. Egyptian Reggae was down from a peak of number 5. Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers didn't have any more hits, but they released 5 more studio albums before Richman went solo in 1989. His most recent album is 2021's Want to Visit My Inner House? We're now looking at Canada's number 21, Short People by Randy Newman. Born in Los Angeles in 1943, Randy Newman was likely inspired to pursue music by 3 of his uncles, all of whom composed scores for motion pictures. In the 60s and early 70s, he was mainly successful as a songwriter, with a few recordings of his songs becoming UK hits, and Three Dog Night's version of Mama Told Me Not to Come topping the US chart. He put out his first album in 1968, but he didn't have anything close to a hit as an artist until this, the first single from his 5th LP, Little Criminals. Short People is bouncy pop rock on which Newman portrays a character with an irrational dislike of the vertically challenged. It was meant as a satire of bigotry, similar to other songs he'd done on previous albums. But not all members of the mainstream pop audience got the joke, and he did receive a lot of backlash for it. I am going to read the lyrics, but I will preface them by saying that the views expressed do not reflect of those of myself, despite the fact that I am over 6 feet in height. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live. They got little hands and little eyes. They walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses and tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. Short people are just the same as you and I. A fool such as I. All men are brothers until the day they die. It's a wonderful world. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody to love. They got little baby legs and they stand so low. You got to pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going peep, peep, peep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're going to get you every time. Once again, there's another familiar voice. There's a familiar voice in the background, as one of the singers on the bridge is Glenn Frey of the Eagles. I wonder if there was a height requirement to check into the Hotel California. Short People peaked at number 2 both in the U.S. and Canada. Randy Newman had no further major hits, but he continues to steadily make music. His most recent pop-oriented album was 2017's Dark Matter. But he is now better known for composing scores and songs for films, particularly ones made by Pixar. He has won 2 Oscars for songs from Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story 3, but his most familiar song these days would clearly be You've Got a Friend in Me from the original Toy Story. The first top 20 song we'll look at this week is Canada's number 11, Come Sail Away by Styx. I talked about Styx in episode 105 when I covered their 1984 hit Music Time. Now I'm going back 6 years to look at the first single from their 7th album, The Grand Illusion. Come Sail Away is a power ballad about going on a fantastic voyage with mysterious beings. Let's get on board with the lyrics. I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea, because I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. I look to the sea. Reflections in the waves spark my memory, some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes, but somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try the best that we can to carry on. A gathering of angels appeared above my head. They sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me, lads. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. I thought that they were angels, but to my surprise, we climbed aboard their starship. We headed for the skies, singing. So it was aliens! Quite a twist. So you might say that Dennis DeYoung was the M. Night Shyamalan of the late 70s and early 80s. You might say that. You might say that. I am saying it. The two of them should get together and do a movie version of Mr. Roboto. It'd probably be awful, but spectacularly so. I'd see it. Come Sail Away peaked at number 8. In the U.S., it also got to number 8. To hear more about the rest of Styx's career, please listen to episode 105. Now we look at the U.S. number 12. You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On by High Energy. Formed in Pasadena, California in 1976, High Energy consisted of sisters Barbara and Vernessa Mitchell, Linda Howard and Michelle Martin. They soon signed with the legendary Motown label, and You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On was the first single from their debut album, Turnin' On. You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On is a soul ballad about coitus interruptus. I will read some, but not all, of the lyrics. I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep with this feeling on my mind. It needs you, baby, to satisfy. You can't turn me off, not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. You changed me from cold to hot. Now I'm ready to give you all the love I've got. Please don't leave me now. Can't you read it? Can't you read in my eyes this need I have to love you? So don't tease me now. Please, please me now. You can't turn me off, not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. Each and every time we touch, ooh, the feeling, too much. Take me to that special place. You've gone too far to leave me so spaced, baby. This technically isn't disco, but it had a similar vibe to it, so I'm certain it would have been something disco DJs put on when they wanted to encourage slow dancing. Other songs in this category would have been How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees and After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire. And I would say this is up there with those songs. You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On peaked at number 12 in both the U.S. and Canada. High Energy had no further pop hits, and they released 7 more albums before they broke up in 1984. Vernessa Mitchell, who left the group in 1978, would go on to a successful career as a gospel singer. Now we return to the UK for number 13, Uptown Top Ranking by Althea and Donna. Jamaican teenagers Althea Forrest and Donna Reed first recorded together in 1977, and Uptown Top Ranking was the first single and title track from their debut album. Uptown Top Ranking is a reggae song in which Althea and Donna talk about what they wear and how they look when they go out for a night on the town. It was a response to a song called Three-Piece Suit by a male singer named Trinity. Let's look sharp at the lyrics. See me in heels and ting. Dem check, say we hip and ting. True dem, no enting. Enting. Yeah, my Jamaican patois completely on point. I apologize. We have dem going and ting. Not pop, no style. I strictly roots. See me pon de road. I earin you call out to me. True, you see me in my pants and ting. See me in me altar back. See me give you art attack. Give me little bass. Make me wine up my waist. Uptown Top Ranking. See me in my Benz and ting. Oh, down driving through Constant Spring. Dem checks say me come from Cosmo Spring. But a true dem no enting. Dem no say we top rankin'. Oh, Uptown Top Rankin'. Shoulda see me and de rankin' dread. Oh, check out we jammin' and ting. Love is all I bring. In a macaque suit and ting. Watch out we chuck it and ting. In a wee cocky suit and ting. Love you, love in a you art. Dis a ball out for me. Yeah. I'm not clear on the meaning of a good deal of these lyrics, but I don't care. Another thing I like about doing this project is being exposed to so much early non-Bob Marley reggae, which is making it less of a blind spot in my pop music vision, and I appreciate that. Uptown Top Ranking would get all the way to number one. Althea and Donna made more records but never charted in the UK again. They both currently live in the United States, and reportedly they most recently performed together in Jamaica in 2018.
Top tens.
Our first top 10 hit this week is Britain's number 2, Floral Dance, by the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. Formed in Brighouse, West Yorkshire in 1881, the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band were formed with the support of citizens of two villages that were across the Calder River from each other. Since then, they've won multiple regional and national competitions, but their biggest moment was when their instrumental arrangement of a 1911 song by composer Katie Moss became a surprise hit. Floral Dance was inspired by a traditional event in the town of Helston in Cornwall each May, where children between the ages of 7 and 18 wear formal attire accented by different kinds of flowers and dance around town. This apparently dates back to the late 1700s. What does the song sound like? A combination of waltz, march, classical, folk, and jazz. Anything but pop. But this is the British chart. We've seen opera, old-time music hall, children's songs, children's choirs, singing footballers, and other oddities become huge hits. So why wouldn't a brass instrumental of a 60-plus-year-old song about a 200-year-old dance craze become insanely popular in the year of peak disco and punk? Floral Dance peaked at number 2 and was there for a total of 9 weeks. The Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band had no further hits, but they continued to perform and compete. In 2022, they won the British Open Brass Band Championship for the first time in 44 years. Congratulations. Now we're up to the number 5 song in Canada, Sometimes When We Touch, by Dan Hill. Born in Toronto in 1954, Dan Hill signed a record deal at age 18, had his first Canadian hit in 1975, and made his international breakthrough with this, the first single from his third LP, Longer Fuse. Sometimes When We Touch is a plaintive ballad about romantic uncertainty. I will keep my eyes open while reading the lyrics. You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you, honestly, than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you or what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much. And I have to close my eyes and hide. I want to hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer still trapped within my truth. A hesitant prize fighter still trapped within my youth. At times I'd like to break you and drive you to your knees. At times I'd like to break through and hold you endlessly. I used to get Dan Hill confused with another late 70s soft rocker, Dan Fogelberg. I can't imagine I'm the only one. Anyway, on this song, Dan's heart isn't just on its sleeve, it's squirting blood all over the place. It's almost painfully sincere, which may be why it's a pop culture punchline on the same level as another late 70s love song, Feelings by Morris Albert. But clearly this struck a chord. Sometimes When We Touch got all the way to number 1. It hit number 3 in the US and number 13 in the UK. Dan Hill had a few more hits at home, as well as one more American top 10 with his 1987 duet with Vonda Shepard, Can't We Try? His most recent album is 2021's On the Other Side of Here. We're up to the number 8 song in the USA, Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch. Born in Hollywood in 1945, Bob Welch's first attempt at musical success was with a vocal group called Seven Souls. In 1971, he joined Fleetwood Mac, and he was with them for 5 albums before resigning in 1974, with his replacements being Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. After forming the power trio Paris and making 2 albums with them, Welch went solo, and Sentimental Lady was the first single from his debut LP, French Kiss. Sentimental Lady is a new version of a track Welch wrote for Fleetwood Mac's 1972 album, Bare Trees. Let's get misty over the lyrics. You are here and warm, but I could look away and you'd be gone, because we live in a time when meaning falls in splinters from our lives. And that's why I've traveled far, because I come so together where you are. And all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. And all of the things that we say are very sentimental, gentle wind, blowing through my life again. Sentimental lady, gentle one. He was still on good terms with his old band at this time because the track was co-produced by Lindsey Buckingham and the recently passed Christine McVie, and the two of them play on it along with Mick Fleetwood. So Welch got to surf on the post-Rumours wave that lifted other artists we've talked about here who've worked with Mac members on their recordings, like Kenny Loggins, Walter Egan, and John Stewart. This track is okay, but I don't think Welch's voice works very well on a straight love song like this. I prefer him on something like the sophisticated, sultry yacht disco of Ebony Eyes. Sentimental Lady peaked at number 8. It hit number 3 in Canada. Bob Welch had 3 more solo hits before the end of the 70s, but his commercial fortunes turned with the decade. He continued to record and perform, as well as fighting with and then making up with his former band in a dispute over royalties. Sadly, he committed suicide in 2012 at the age of 66. We'll count down the top 10s and look at a number 1 right after this.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show. And I'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
It's time to recap our 3 top 10s. Canada is up first. Number 10, You Make Love and Fun by Fleetwood Mac, the 4th single from Rumours. Number 9, You're In My Heart by The Final Acclaim by Rod Stewart, his 3rd Canadian number 1. Number 8, Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton, her 1st pop top 10. Number 7, Slip Sliding Away by Paul Simon, his 6th top 10 here. Number 6, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue by Crystal Gayle, a number 1 here for Loretta Lynn's baby sister. Number 5, Sometimes When We Touch by Dan Hill. Number 4, Every Time I Turn Around, Back in Love Again by LTD, the biggest hit for a funk band from North Carolina. Number 3, Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch. Number 2, Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt. The 4th top 10 here was this Roy Orbison cover. And the number 1 song in Canada this week was How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, the 1st of 3 North American chart toppers from Saturday Night Fever. Now we go to the American top 10. Number 10, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions by Queen, their 1st U.S. top 5. Number 9, Come Sail Away by Styx. Number 8, Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch. Number 7, Hey Deanie by Sean Cassidy, the Teen Idol's 3rd top 10. Number 6, Slip Sliding Away by Paul Simon. Number 5, Every Time I Turn Around, Back in Love Again by LTD. Number 4, You're In My Heart, The Final Acclaim by Rod Stewart. Number 3, Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton. Number 2, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. And the number 1 song in the USA this week was Baby Come Back by Player, the biggest hit for these LA soft rockers.
And then there's the British Top 10. Number 10, I Love You by Donna Summer, her fifth top 10 here. Number 9, I Will by Ruby Winters, the biggest hit for a soul singer from Louisville, Kentucky. Number 8, Let's Have a Quiet Night In by David Soul, the fourth top 10 by TV's Hutch. Number 7, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. Number 6, Dance, 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 Yowza, Yowza, Yowza by Chic. Number 5, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue by Crystal Gayle. Number 4, It's a Heartache by Bonnie Tyler, the second top 10 for the Welsh Woman. Number 3, Love's Unkind by Donna Summer. Yeah, she had two in the top 10 this week. Number 2, Floral Dance by the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. And the number 1 song in the UK this week, and the one in our spotlight, was Mull of Kintyre by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Spotlight number 1.
I talked about Paul McCartney in episode 92 when I covered his 1986 hit Spies Like Us. Now I flash back 8 years to when he still had a credited backing band, and he released this single in between albums. Mull of Kintyre is a folky ode to the southwest tip of Scotland's Kintyre Peninsula, where Paul and Linda were living at one point. Naturally, it features bagpipes, provided by a band from nearby Campbelltown. My desire is to read the lyrics. Mull of Kintyre, mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, oh, Mull of Kintyre. Far have I traveled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire, as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Sweep through the heather like deer in the glen, carry me back to the days I knew then, nights when we sang like a heavenly choir of the life and the times of the Mull of Kintyre. Smiles in the sunshine and tears in the rain still take me back to where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mull of Kintyre. I can't listen to this without imagining a pub full of men in kilts singing boisterously with a crack in their voices, occasionally pausing to cry into their pints or Glenfiddichs. The song has a specific regional appeal, and yet it conveys a universal longing for one's true home. And you just know that when McCartney inevitably dies, there will be a pipe band playing this sometime during the funeral. Mull of Kintyre was the 1977 UK Christmas number one, and this was the seventh of its 9 weeks on top. In Canada, it got to number 44, but the flip side of the single, The Rocker Girls' School, made it to number 34. In the U.S., Girls' School was considered the A-side and got most of the airplay. It peaked at number 33. I talked more extensively about Paul McCartney's career in episode 92, but since then, he's published a book featuring lyrics of 154 of his songs, did a spring 2022 American tour, and won an Emmy for producing the Disney Plus documentary series, The Beatles, Get Back. So how to sum up the pop music of January 1978? It was a big time for soft rock and middle of the road. Disco was in a bit of a lull, but between Saturday Night Fever and Donna Summer, it would come roaring back to prominence for the rest of the year. And Britain was living up to their reputation for chart weirdness.
Old Man Yells at You.
This time for Old Man Yells at You, I'm going to recommend going back and watching that two-part What's Happening episode on YouTube for the cheesiness factor. And I'm also going to suggest the album The Modern Lovers by the original Modern Lovers. I think that was their best incarnation. And finally, find the Randy Newman songbook on your streamer of choice. Most of the most familiar and most important of his compositions are there, played by the man himself. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or in the blog post of the episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, or check out the Instagram account at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all of my links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree.
As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I will link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus Microdose episodes, including the latest with Alice Cooper. And you can make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All the lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time on the show, we're not doing charts. Instead, it's the second part of the first round of the 90s Uneasy Rider Tournament. Another journey into the weird, wild, and wonderful of pre-millennial pop. Until then, I'm Roger Stroop, saying, dancing here, prancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and round the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance. Stay safe.